All at once, the sound of children singing in the monastery stopped them in their tracks. The voices calmed Tinwin, as if someone were stroking his face and his belly, soothing him. He stood there, frozen, listening. The soft rustling of leaves intermingled with the voices. It was more than a simple rustling, though. Tinwin realized that leaves, like human voices, each had their own characteristic timbre. Just as with colors, there were shades of rustling. He heard thin twigs rubbing together and leaves brushing against one another. He heard individual leaves dropping lightly to the ground in front of him. Even as they drifted through the air, he noticed that no two leaves sounded alike. He heard buzzing and blowing, chirping and cheeping, rushing and rumbling. A daunting realization was creeping up on him. Might there be, parallel to the world of shapes and colors, an entire world of voices and sounds, of noises and tones? A hidden realm of the senses, all around us, but usually inaccessible to us? Many years later in New York, when he sat for the first time in a concert hall and the orchestra began to play, he would remember this very moment yet again. He was nearly drunk with happiness when he heard in the background the quiet drumbeats that opened the piece, and then the violins joining in, the violas and the cellos, the oboes and the flutes. Each raised its voice just as the leaves on that summer morning in Callao. Each instrument independently at first, and then in a chorus that so overwhelmed his senses, he broke into a sweat and lost his breath.